Well, hello and welcome to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 5th of October 2025. Hope you're well. Hope you're having a great weekend. Storm Amy has, of course, hit this weekend, making gardening very, very difficult. Hopefully, you haven't suffered any damage. I know I certainly haven't, but I have been down the allotment and in the vegetable garden, tackling a few jobs that I needed to do. Mainly just concentrating in the greenhouse, to be honest, on the allotment, just getting out the wind and trying to be safe, but while at the same time maintain an allotment. Now, because of that, and we've got no seeds to sow, I don't have much to talk about tonight, but I've got a few ideas of something I might do for you. First of all, I thought I might just go through the October's task checklist. Now, I started adding this when we converted this newsletter to this sort of mini newspaper to, one, fill in the space, but two, try and add a few more things and make this newsletter a little bit more engageable, make it have more value to you guys. So on the very back page, I've included this checklist that I sort of thought you could just check the things off as and when you do them. So I thought I'd go through what each of these jobs and just share with you how I tackle these particular jobs. Now, the first job is, of course, preparing the soil for late sowings by adding compost or well-rotted manure. Now, I've got to admit, I struggle to get well-rotted manure anymore. I'm after some, but on a whole, I do struggle to get well-rotted manure. In the form of horse manure, that is. Chicken manure, I get plenty here at home because, of course, I keep chickens. But that's by the by. Compost, however, is something I am able to produce a lot of. And all I do is whenever I clear away any plants, I've got any space, I just lay down some compost on top of that, mulch in the soil and leave that to do its job. Some people might dig it in. I just leave it on the surface. And then, of course, when we want to sow some seeds, we can, or plant some plants, we can just do it straight into that. Nice and easy, not very hard at all. Next job is to clear any spent crops to reduce pests and diseases. And I've actually been doing that this weekend, in the greenhouse down on the allotment. I cleared away some tomato plants. But in a greenhouse, that's probably a good thing to do. Outside, I would just hesitate a little bit. The reason being is that as gardeners, we tend to be a bit too clean and tidy. We tend to pack things away as soon as we can. And really, we want the bits of debris. We want some messy stuff for nature, to allow nature to have a home to hibernate over the weekend. One particular thing I would say is like straw grass. When you get that sort of hollow stems, that's a good place for certain insects to hibernate in. So, yeah. Do want to clear away any spent crops where they're going to be a problem, but also at the same time, you want to sort of encourage nature to have a home too. Water young seedlings during dry spells, especially in containers. Yeah, it can still be dry in October. Sun can shine and plants, containers can dry out. So definitely do that, especially in cold frames, because we're probably starting to use our cold frames much more at this time of year as well. Harvest root crops like carrots, parsnips and beets as needed. I would also say we probably need to start getting these out of the ground now completely before the ground gets too cold and frozen, making it difficult to dig these out. So it's probably a good chance to get these out, put them into storage, something like a box full of damp sand or frozen in meals and things. Probably a good opportunity, although I would say parsnips do benefit from being frozen, a bit of a frost, as it tends to make them a little bit sweeter. So wait until the first frost before removing any parsnips. Protect tender plants with fleece or cloches on cold nights is something I always do anyway, keeping that cloche to hand, keeping that fleece to hand. And if it does get cold, I mean, at the moment, I'm not sure what the temperature is outside, but it is getting pretty chilly, I'm noticing, particularly in the morning. So definitely do need to reconsider those. What are so green? Oh, no, sorry, I missed one there. Check for pests on winter crops and remove slugs, snails and caterpillars. Actually, this is something I've noticed on my winter cabbages when I was on the allotment. Loads of caterpillars still on those. These are the caterpillars of the cabbage white butterfly. So I've picked those off, taken them home and fed to the chickens. Of course, they could be eaten away at all our cabbages, so we do need to be a little bit careful with those. But again, it's well worth just checking around, keeping on top of our pest. Encourage wildlife in as well, birds and things, to try and eat some of these pests instead, and that helps massively. Sow green manures to improve soil structure over winter. This is something I do anyway. I love green manures. I sow green manures all the time, especially over winter. They will look after your soil far better than anything else. So green manures, we sent green manures out last month. Don't think I've sent any out this month, but they're definitely something to think about sowing a bit more. Field beans and what was the other one? Winter tares, Phacelia, some good examples. Mulch perennial beds to conserve moisture and suppress weeds. Well, we're doing that anyway. I'm mulching them with compost, but also straw in certain cases. This also helps protect the plants over winter. The things like asparagus and rhubarb cleared away all the weeds, and then I've just laid some of the straw that came away from the potato beds over these anyway. And that's just helped keep them warm, keep them a bit protected over the winter months, and should do us well. Then we've got seed catalogues will soon be arriving. Have a browse and make plans for next year. This is something I'm doing anyway. Lots of plans being made for next year. So we are making plans for next year anyway. I'm making lots of plans for next year as a matter of course anyway. And then finally, check over our wheat veg that is stored for winter to make sure they're not spoiled. This is something we should be doing on a weekly basis anyway. And something that I personally do, just go into my storage, things like chutneys and stuff, just make sure they're still sealed, make sure the freezer's working, because that's where a lot of my storage goes on. And if we're storing them in sand, just worth checking them over, making sure they're not going anything. Things like potatoes in bags, if some are cool and dry, make sure they are fine. Apples as well, anything like that, just giving them a once over fairly regularly, and remove any that are spoiling. So there you go. There's a few tasks, list of tasks to do throughout October. Gives you a bit of an idea of what to do. It's not complicated, but I just thought I'll add a bit more detail. And I might do this a bit more regularly, actually. Gives me an idea of some more content to share with you. Right. I am going to head to bed because it is nearly 10 o'clock at night and I like to be in sleep by 10:30. So you take care and I'll speak to you again next time.